I am from Iwakuni City, Yamaguchi Prefecture, Japan.
That is Toru Watanabe opening up for Unit Sozol's performance called Constant State of Otherness. But before Unit Sozol performed, the Rango Cooperative Association greeted them on stage with their tribal songs and dances. Michelle Fuji is one of Unit Sozol's co-directors, along with her partner Toru Watanabe. The group performs Japanese folk dance and taiko, or Japanese drums. They also weave in film.
DJ.
Yeah, mommy.
Yeah.
Fuji says Sozol can be described in three ways: creation, imagination, and being noisy.
We combine these three words in the aspiration to be creative, to be imaginative with the drum, and hope that we are heard throughout our communities.
She says their performance, Constant State of Otherness, went through a deep creative process.
We started with our own personal stories. It was a multi-year process. We also worked with a lot of different high school students throughout five different cities. So even in the show, you'll hear woven quotes of the high school students speaking about themselves.
Dad, are you worried? Nihaihoma.
Fuji says self-identity plays a really big part in the storytelling of the performance, which can be seen and heard throughout.
I am from the stolen lands of the native Hawaiians.
She says although the original question that developed the performance was, who am I? It's also not just about themselves when it comes to identity.
So much of who we are is based on our upbringing, our ancestors, our traditions, all these rituals that exist in our lives because it was from generations and generations of practice.
She says Unit Sozol primarily stays closer to home in Portland. They do a lot of regional projects, like working with inmates at Oregon State Penitentiary.
This is sunsetting our touring right now because we just sort of go where the project is flowing. The most upcoming projects for us will be very much close to home.
Sylvia Edifa helps organize the annual Bearfest Festival in Wrangell. She says she found out about Unit Sozol through the Alaska State Council on the Arts and helped bring them to town.
I look for opportunities that we can actually make and something that's different, that has a big impact, something that is special. And when I find that opportunity, we jump on it.
She says bringing Unit Sozol to Wrangell is a way to raise money for Bearfest, which happens in late July. She brought the performing arts group to Wrangell with a combination of grants and money raised by Bearfest in previous years. Edifa says she always tries to make sure the performers she brings in visits Wrangell's schools as part of an educational outreach component.
I think that they did a great job at the school, at the elementary school. The program was just a little different than it was at the high school, and it was appropriate for both schools. And this was different than both of those. And I think for these times and the way it was presented, it was very appropriate.
Unit Sozol is the fourth event Bearfest has brought in to support the festival itself. The other three included a melodica performance, a jazz manouche band, and a comedian. Before heading home to Portland, Unit Sozol is scheduled to perform five other shows throughout Alaska, including Petersburg and ending in Bethel. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.